This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Kevin was listening to or watching a national TV show or something like that.
It was the only option at the gym this morning.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're kind of stuck with it, and you need something to distract you from hating what you're doing.
And they said, yeah, you're right. Totally right about that. I usually watch the Pioneer Woman, so she's cooking while I'm watching, and I'm like, oh, I could eat that later or not. But they said that there is no pressure on the Cowboys to win tomorrow night. 877-881-1053. Do you agree or disagree? Now, when it comes to, I think there is that any pressure that is on the Cowboys is pressure they put on themselves. I think there's more pressure on the Rams to win tomorrow night than there is on the Cowboys. Cowboys have won a playoff game now. They feel comfortable.
Right.
They've gone through a stretch where they felt like every game for five wins was a playoff game. I mean, Zeke said it. These are must wins.
Yeah.
And they went out and performed at that level. So I feel like this team is comfortable in these high pressure situations at the moment. But I feel like the team that really has to prove, because they were so good this season, they beat the Chiefs in the manner that they beat the Chiefs earlier this year too, and they had a bye and haven't won a playoff game yet, plus the way that they ended last season against the Eagles, I feel like they have more pressure than the Cowboys. However, I do feel that there is pressure on the Cowboys because of internal reasons, the way Jerry looks at this thing, and the way the fan base craves another victory to get to the next place, because this team has been very bad on the road in divisional games since, what, 94? On the road,
yep.
It's been very bad for the Cowboys.
I see. I was looking at it more from the fan base perspective, because I still truly believe that there is a section of this fan base that will really turn on the quarterback if they don't win this game. Mm. Like, I wouldn't say turn on the ownership or anything like that, because those people that have already made that decision a long time ago. But I just kind of look at some of the parallels between Dak and Tony Romo. Like, I think they're wildly different players with different skill sets and intangibles and all that. But the one thing that both of them do, and this might just be a product of being in the marquee position for the most marquee franchise in all of sports, is, man, there is a lot of polarization. You found a lot of polarization about Romo, and by God, if you don't have a lot of polarization against Dak. And if you look back at Romo, it was the end of his third season that did him in for a section of the fan base. The third season that he started. 06, you lost the playoff game against Seattle. People are like, oh, just wait till next year. And then you got to next year, and then you were the best team in the NFC, and then you lost. Very unfortunate state of things, and the team you lost to won the Super Bowl. But then you could still say, well, just wait till next year. We got better from 06 to 07. We've got this young, thriving quarterback. We're going to get even better. And then you didn't get better, and you missed the playoffs. And then there was, of course, the famous Romo quote, if this is the worst thing, that blah, 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 blah. And that was it. For a section of the fan base, they were out on Romo for good. Three seasons, two playoff disappointments. Well, if you lose, especially if you lose in emphatic fashion, Dak Prescott, three seasons, two disappointing playoff losses. And I think a lot of people will turn on him and maybe turn on the franchise. Because the other thing is, like, I get that this team is super young. We talked about it the other day. They're the first team since the 1987 New Orleans Saints not to have a single starter over the age of 30. But do you know what happened with that New Orleans Saints team? They got run in the 1987 playoffs. They didn't make
in the first round. I think, didn't we remember that?
Yes.
Correct.
Cowboys did not get run in the first round, Kevin. So that's history will not repeat itself.
Okay, fair enough. But it's the history after that that I'm concerned about.
All right.
1988 didn't make the playoffs. 1989 didn't make the playoffs. 1990 made the playoffs, lost in the first round. 1991 made the playoffs. Lost in the first round. Same in 92. And my issue with the Cowboys is, what do you sell next year? Because if you sell youth and hope, I would argue you've sold that before and it didn't work. Do you know it's been 12 years since the Cowboys made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons? And just look at the last three playoff appearances you had. 14, you were the most unstoppable offense in the league. 15, fell apart. On its variety of reasons, but still fell apart. 16, you were the best team in the NFC. 17, fell apart. 18, you get this far. If you lose and still don't make it to the NFC Championship game, it's been 23 years. You're stuck there with the Lions and the Redskins in terms of futility for that. You can tell me all you want for 19, but all I know is the pattern is the Cowboys don't handle success well. So the idea that there's no pressure and they've already won this season, I think is preposterous.
I don't know if I completely agree with a lot of the things you said, mainly because a lot of them involved numbers and stats
and years, man.
And all that stuff. How I don't know if I could... I can quite follow that. The other thing is that Dak Prescott is not going to make that Romo mistake of, if this loss happens, saying anything along the lines of, except for this hurts really bad. That's just, you've seen it from his, every time he speaks. Romo learned it later not to be loosey-goosey with his words.
Yes.
Dak's already learned that. So I don't think you're going to have that turning. The other part of it is that you go back to 3-5 this season and you realize that you didn't have a chance at any of this, and now you've got a chance at everything. Everything's in front of you. I don't know if there's pressure on them. I don't know if they're old enough to know that there's pressure on them.
Not the kind of pressure that I think that Romo had on him late.
Right.
I don't know if I agree with that, though, because...
Dude, Romo had so much failure on his shoulders. Hasn't failed like that. Zeke hasn't failed like that.
Oh, yeah, Zeke and Dak absolutely have failed.
Like that?
Yes.
7 times in the playoffs? No, they failed one time.
It wasn't.
Mason Crosby that kicked a field goal that defeated them. They didn't fail. They did badass in that game.
It wasn't 7 times.
Tony Romo lost a lot of playoff games.
Believe it or not, it was only 3.
It felt like 100. How many times did he go into an 8-8 situation and lose that game?
Winner go home. So, he lost a lot
so
of those.
Count two in that situation. That's the pressure that they don't have right now.
I disagree, because in 2016 you had a decade of the number one seed from the NFC making it to the Super Bowl, but not the Cowboys. Like, you failed on an epic level when something happens, like
as rookies.
But still,
because Mason Crosby and Aaron Rodgers did something ridiculous. That's something that wasn't even in Dak or Zeke's control.
But what difference?
That wasn't in their control. That was somebody else that took it from them.
How many times?
No pressure for losing that game.
I disagree. How many times did Romo lose a game that people will say was completely out of his control? He gets blamed for the 07 game. Was it his fault that Patrick Creighton dropped the ball in the end zone? And you know, I'm not usually a Romo defender. Is it his fault that the offensive line completely fell apart in that game against Minnesota? I don't know about that, but you get whether or not
it's
his
fault that he got a shiny ball snapped to him while he was the field goal holder.
He disputes that, but I don't know whether
I don't dispute it.
Whether or not it's your fault, the head coach, the quarterback, the marquee positions, they take the credit when they don't always deserve it. They take the blame when they don't always deserve it. I'm not saying that I look at that Green Bay game and say it was Dak and Zeke's fault. I'm saying the marquee players for that franchise, the franchise failed. And so the failure partially goes with the marquee players. And so I dispute the idea that there's no pressure on them in this game. And I do think that if you lose, a certain section of the fan base will turn on them.
I don't think there's any pressure from the outside. I think any pressure that they feel is anything that they put on themselves. And I think it's unnecessary to put it on themselves, because I feel like the win that they just got in this playoffs kind of helped them go, okay, remember when we lost to Green Bay a couple years ago? We just won a playoff game, so we're that team now. And I think they have a very short memory. I think Dak and Zeke, I think this group has a very short memory, and that's what it takes to be successful in this game.
I agree.
And I think that the ghosts that Romo lived with, there were moments of just the way he played. Again, I'm going to move on from Romo in this. I think that the Rams have far more pressure than the Cowboys have going into this game on Saturday night. However, whenever that fourth quarter comes down and Dak has the ball and he's working his way to try and get that one touchdown that this team needs, none of that's going to matter. None of that pressure is going to be in his mind at that time because that's not the type of player he is. He's not the kind of player that's sitting there thinking to himself or gets distracted while he's on the field thinking, I have to make this throw, otherwise the fan base is going to turn on me. He's sitting there saying to himself, I have to make this throw because all those guys on the sideline that are watching me right now are relying on me to go out here and make this play. I think that's the kind of pressure that he's going to be dealing with in this game. None of that other stuff matters to a player like Dak Prescott.
It'll matter after the fact. It'll matter when the fan base turns against him. You can tell me that Romo didn't care. You know that he cares. You know that's why he changed the way that he answers questions. I'm not going to turn against him because I've seen this team through all kinds of garbage seasons, and I'll roll with them forever, for better or for worse. But I wonder. I agree that I don't think he goes into this game. He's like, man, if I throw an interception, the fans are going to be pissed at me forever. I just think the aftermath might be something that they're not expecting, especially if next year doesn't go the way that everyone thinks it's going to, because guess what? That's the way it goes with this franchise. We don't handle success well.
Kev, I'm curious, what fans are you concerned are going to turn on Dak Prescott? Because we've talked about Dak and his polarization factor all year long. Like, there are Dak-loving fans that one loss in this game after he's taken them this far with all the other excuses that fans can come up with, Linehan and a lack of a wide receiver, and all the success that they had overcoming a 3-5 start, one loss here is not going to turn fans on Dak Prescott, and a win here isn't going to turn fans in his positive direction either. Maybe next year, if this fails this year, and then we see struggles again, maybe next year people that are Dak fans will decide, you know what, this just isn't the guy, we got to move on. I can't imagine this one game is the breaking point.
I mean, you don't have to imagine it because you'll see it play out if they lose this game. It's going to happen. You already saw it happen with Romo. That's the history of fans. That's the history of the fans of this franchise. Even if it's not his fault, that's how it's going to play out.
I think that the group of fans that are going to be loudest if they lose, saying that Dak Prescott is not a good quarterback and this, that, and the other, and they told you and whatever, already don't like him. That already are in that
boat.
You
don't think he can convert them if he gets them to a spot they haven't been to in 23 years?
I think the only opportunity for that to sway is you win that game and you turn some of them that are actually of sound mind. You have a lot of that.
You win the Super Bowl, and then they can't say anything. They have to shut up.
Yeah, they'll wait till next year to be like, okay, we can wait for a loss so we can say something else again. And that's what they'll be waiting on, because it's the prove me right, prove me wrong. It's the whole thing where you throw out something that you, it's like, this is the worst thing ever, this is the best thing ever. They want their idea when they first saw Dak Prescott and they said, you know what? I don't like this guy because he's inaccurate, because he's this, because he's that. He's not a good quarterback. And they've been on that for this entire time. And they've been waiting. And if it ever, and it's still every chance they get, we'll get another fan text, another thing on social media or something along that lines that says something like that. And everybody else is just waiting back and going, I like this guy.
I think also that something that doesn't add pressure to it is I don't think that Jerry is in a place right now where he feels pressure with them.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why we are where we are.
Maybe
he's throwing a party tonight, so I doubt there's any pressure on him at all.
I feel like the way he's looking at Dak, he's like, I'm happy with this quarterback. I think he's looking at Zeke saying, I'm happy with this running back. I'm happy with this team. I don't think there are going to be big overhaul changes to the players next year, because they've been very smart at how they've drafted, how they've paid players, and how they're working this new generation, this new era of what they're paying the Cowboys and how they're building their franchise. So I feel like the way Jerry's looking at it, that pressure isn't hanging over this team of if they don't do it, they're all gone. You know, but it was earlier in the season. You heard Jerry. He sounded like he was giving up on something, and it was Linehan. We heard the reports about Linehan being the one that was getting that, you know, that axe. But I think that Jason was starting to creep into the picture. But the fact that they came out of a 5-game win streak and they came out of it working their way into a playoff, that kind of dissipated. And I think that now that they won a playoff game at home
but
in front of those fans.
But doesn't change your expectations? Like, I keep hearing people say, well, we were 3-5, but you're not anymore, so don't you have to adjust?
But if you act that way, then you're just reactionary. You don't have a plan. And that's I think that because every time something you lose a game, you're just reacting and we got to fire everybody.
No.
Yeah, that's reactionary.
That's not what I said. I said if you win a bunch of games, you just sit there and you're like, well, we used to suck, so we'll probably again.
I think
raise your expectations.
I think that the way Jerry's looking at it right now is they feel that are you looking at this into the season after this win and saying it was a failure? Dak had just as good as a year, actually a better year than he had his rookie season almost. And Zeke had another rushing title. There were a lot of successful things again this year. If you didn't win the Super Bowl, and if you're one of those that if you don't win the Super Bowl, you failed. I get it. I totally understand that. But I'm not looking at it saying that every 30 other teams don't get to the Super Bowl, right? 31 teams don't win it. So that happens sometimes. But I'm not looking at it and saying it was a failure because I thought it was a really good season, what things they overcame. I really did, but I'm not done with it yet. And you know what, Kevin? I'm really ticked off at you for bringing this negative energy here into Divisional Eve. Here we are trying to have a good night, celebrate, and party. Tomorrow we can party some more, and you're bringing negative energy into this.
Yeah,
what are you doing right now, asshat?
You two are sorry the asshats because you're the ones who brought the negative energy. I brought positive energy saying there needs to be pressure on this team, and y'all are like, no, it's whatever. We weren't that good. Who cares? Come on, y'all. Why don't you fire this team up instead of going, it's already been a great season.
By adding pressure.
Who cares?
No, let's go kick ass and put pressure on everybody else. How about that?
See, there
let's
you
put
go.
Pressure on the Eagles when they come into our house.
That's all I'm asking for.
I want to put pressure on the Saints whenever we go into their
which
house.
Which team?
Either, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Put pressure on the entire city of Atlanta when we get there.
That's where the Super Bowl is.
Wow.
Wait, why wasn't there a big yeah after? Because Parker said it?
I think it's because Parker said
guys.
It.
Exactly.
Put a whole bunch of pressure on Atlanta when we get there.
Yeah!
See?
Yes!
That's all I was looking for.
Pressure
all I was looking for.
What?
That's right.
All I was looking for.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.